Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Mike Sempervivi here with you on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every single day, Monday through Friday, for an hour, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Sundays for 2 hours, beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Replays every single day, including Saturdays here on the Sports Byline Radio Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Rush Channel 93, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, iTunes. No matter how you're listening, we thank you for making Observer Live the most listened to daily professional wrestling and mixed martial arts broadcast in the world. And once again, I'm in the big boy chair of Brian Alvarez today, who is, I assume, in transit back from Los Angeles, and hopefully you guys got a chance to check out the shows that Vic Sosa and I did last week, where we talked a little bit about the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Hall of Fame, and there's going to be a lot more of that talk coming up all over the wrestling business in the next couple of weeks. We don't know the names, but we do now know that there are 7 new enshrinees. Dave Meltzer tweeted that out. The biggest class since 2004, when 7 men were also inducted. That's been the largest class since the time that it began. I believe in 1996 it was, the initial class that had the bulk of the enshrinees into it. And if you have any opinion on that as well as anything else, feel free to give me a call at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We didn't do open phones on Friday, so kind of extending that out till Monday here. Or send over a tweet as well, at SemperVivi is how you can do that. It's Monday. It's Monday. It's cold. It's cold here in the Mid-Atlantic. Very, very cold. And after the last 3 weeks, or really more than that, of these, you know, last couple of Raws, I'm sure everybody out there is at least a modicum of dread over what can happen tonight. But it is the go-home show for Hell in the Cell. And if you haven't heard, because you haven't been watching, which a lot of people have not been, they're going to pull out all the possible stops down in Dallas for tonight. And at least as far as the big names go, I'll fill you in on who's going to be there, as well as some of the scuttlebutt from over the weekend as well. Going to have all that stuff, including your phone calls when we get back from the other side of the break. Again, 1-800-878-7529 or at SemperVivi on Twitter. This is Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here. Until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
It's the Yellow Tag event, and now is the time to find your ultimate adventure. Whether you're hitting the trails with a Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, the open road on a Can-Am Spyder, or carving snow on a Ski-Doo snowmobile, you can turn up the excitement for any season with our industry-leading performance and technology. Hurry into your local dealer by October 31st and save up to $3,000 on select 2015 models and get up to a 3-year warranty. Restrictions may apply. See your dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich?
Yeah, me too. I'll have a croissant sandwich.
So one says croissant sandwich and one says croissant sandwich?
Yeah.
Don't you guys know it's croissant sandwich? And they're just two for $4.
Okay, weirdo. Can we drive up now?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get two croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here on Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network. I am Mike Sempervivi here with you. Not dragging anybody down with me today. It's just me and you. I need to drag you down with me today. So give me a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And I already got some people on the line, and we'll go to them pretty soon. But tonight, Raw is emanating from the American Airlines Arena in Dallas, Texas, which is also going to be the coming home of WrestleMania 31. Coming up next year at the new Cowboys AT&T Stadium. It's not new anymore, but the state-of-the-art AT&T Cowboys Stadium. And coming up this Sunday is the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view slash special event. So considering the recent terrible ratings and the terrible shows that have been out there, tonight might be a good night for WWE to try to go all out. And more than just the big-name aspect and they at least have some of the big names down. Brock Lesnar, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair, and The Undertaker are all on hand this evening. Austin, Taker, and Michaels all live in Texas, so it's not too far of a haul for them. And especially when it comes to The Undertaker, his presence tonight is rather needed, considering that he's been basically invisible in this build-up to Hell in the Cell with Brock Lesnar that's coming up this Sunday. And in the case of Steve Austin tonight, we're going to have to see what the deal is going to be. Austin is far from guaranteed to appear on Raw tonight. After the show, he's going to have that long-awaited podcast with Brock that's going to be airing on the WWE Network at around 11:15 p.m. Eastern time or so. And he is being advertised locally, although nationally with the tweets and things like that that have been put out by WWE, he is not on there at all. And as the day has gone on here, it seems that the only shot you're going to have if you're a televised viewer to see Steve Austin is going to be on his podcast with Brock Lesnar after Raw goes off the air. You'd figure if he was going to make an appearance tonight, they would have advertised it. They would do something, especially because people know he's going to be there and they seem to be going out of their way to not do that. So could he do something for the live crowd? Sure, that's another thing entirely, but we'll have to see about that. And kind of we'll see is the theme for Steve Austin tonight, because as you remember, Paul Heyman appeared on Steve Austin's podcast a few weeks ago, and they either A, intentionally laid a welcome mat for everyone to start lining up and expressing their hopes for a Stone Cold Steve Austin Brock Lesnar match at WrestleMania 31, or B, they just kind of caught the glimmer in each other's eyes and decided, well, we're going to have some fun with our verbal skills, and they jabbed back and forth at each other, and Austin cut a pretty good promo, and maybe they were just sending a message to all those dudes in the back to step their games up, that they're still the kings of this, but unintentionally, they did get people's hopes up over the possibility of a WrestleMania match or at least some other nonverbal conflict to take place between the two. But according to Steve Austin on social media, you know, B was the case. You know, he says it's just he's not going to be hossing around with Brock at Mania, and anybody that says so is completely full of it. He made that very clear on Twitter. He has made it clear in the podcast that he has done since that one with Paul Heyman that that's not the case. And he points out that he hasn't wrestled since 2003, which I believe was at WrestleMania against The Rock, and that's true. And he says, you know, at 50 years old, and he's got a jacked up neck, and he's living a good life, that he's done. And I got to be honest, I tend to believe that for a variety of reasons. But the problem is, and I think what a lot of people would say is, it's an athlete who made his bones inside of a roped ring on top of a canvas mat saying never, which, as we have seen time and time and time again, usually never is not forever. There is a point at some point where most guys come back. And we'll say all guys, but many of them, at least the ones with great names, come back. Because you know, you think of some of the greats from pro wrestling or boxing, or you know, even though its history is a lot more limited, even MMA, who have you know either retired in principle or have actually retired in actuality, and then they made their eventual comebacks. I mean, these are, you know, Joe Louis and George Foreman and Larry Holmes twice. You know, he fought Mike Tyson. Then he came back after Holmes did, or after Foreman did, for that long tour that he had. Wilfred Benitez, Arguello, Sugar Ray Leonard, whose multiple retirements became, you know, really widespread comic relief because of his celebrity. You know, it was just, you know, you're going to retire. Sugar Ray Leonard retirement became kind of a thing when you knew somebody wasn't going somewhere. You know, most recently, Sugar Shane Mosley, who the last time I heard him on with Randy Gordon and Jerry Cooney on the Sirius XM at the Fight show before his self-promoted rematch with Ricardo Mayorga in August, sounded like he should still be retired, frankly, and apparently he looked good in that fight. I wouldn't dare pay for it, but, you know, he sounded terrible and that he shouldn't be back in there. You know, on the wrestling side, Bruno Sammartino, who was just on Observer Radio with Dave and Brian, for subscribers of F4WOnline.com/WrestlingObserver.com, $10.99 a month, cheap plug. You know, he came back a couple of times, and he talked a little bit about that, too, coming back with Larry Zbysko. And he also came back for the very infamous run he had at the literally the end of his career, when he came out to help out Vince McMahon as they went to war with the NWA and during the Hulkamania 80s and places like Philadelphia and Baltimore, before he just got fed up one night after a match in Baltimore and quit. But, you know, Ric Flair had one of the most high-profile retirement matches in history, and he came back for TNA, of all places, and his Hall of Fame ring ended up on Abyss's finger, which is another story entirely. But, you know, it's hard to believe these guys. Saturday in Jackson, Tennessee, Terry Funk will be wrestling Jerry Lawler. Terry Funk is 72 years old. And according to Dave Meltzer last night on Observer Radio, Terry first talked to him about retiring over 35 years ago. Now, that's not Austin's situation, but still, it's hard not to be worked by a worker as it is, especially one that says it's over and it's going to stay that way. One that did was Marvelous Marvin Hagler, and that's actually a company that works well when you bring up a name like Stone Cold Steve Austin, with determination and, you know, how they were portrayed and the grit and working their way up, and obviously the bald head and goatee. But Hagler is one of the few. And despite Steve Austin keeping his word for all of these years since he did retire, a lot of people, another reason why they might question the veracity of Austin's claims is because no matter what he says, as fans of wrestling, we're trained to believe that if something is taking place on the screen, it's probably going to mean something more. And you can blow holes in that argument by simply looking at what takes place on Raw from week to week and see dropped angles or 180-degree changes in angles and storylines and know that that's not the case. But even today, when it comes to certain names, like main event legends with reputations, like your Shawn Michaels, like your Undertakers, like your Steve Austins, when these dudes interact, we expect something. It's kind of like the old wrestling fan mentality of the undercard matches may be fixed, but the title match, well, that's real. Those other guys are just putting on exhibitions, trying to impress the promoter so they can get their fight against Luthez or against Bruno or whoever. It's kind of the same thing. And the last time we had Austin interacting with Brock's advocate, look what we got. They can both say it was unintentional and that we're looking too much into it. And we did hear Vince McMahon was not happy over the possibility of them planting that seed in people's minds. But whether they meant to do it or not, they did. And the thought of the two bumping heads at WrestleMania got into people's minds, and it's a hard one to get out because it's a pretty awesome thought. And plenty of people inside WWE believe it could happen too, and how much of that is colored by the fact that they just really want it to happen because it would bring a lot of attention and money, you know, is a completely another story. But still, can you blame anyone for wanting it after seeing Heyman and Austin jab back and forth on the broadcast and knowing that Austin and Brock are going to be on tonight? I don't. And I got more to say about this, too, coming up after the break, as well as taking your phone calls and getting to the guys that are on hold right now. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, or you can send me a tweet at SemperVivi. That's SemperVivi. Know your Latin. Always alive. And if that's too tough for you, at Sports Byline USA. It'd be the easiest way to do it, too. And producer Dom can let me know. But after this break, we'll get back to it. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707, 800-949-8707.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, everybody. I'm Mike Sempervivi, and welcome back to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Radio Network. Just me today. Brian's still back in transit from Los Angeles. Vic Sosa's probably sleeping right now, although he did make sure to rub in on Twitter that last night during his shift overnight, at light 106.7 in New York City, You made sure that Train was part of the playlist just to hurt my feelings. And just to remind me of why I hate Smiling Sam Alvey of the UFC so incredibly much. Who comes to the ring with Drops of Jupiter playing? Sam Alvey does. I think it was that song. All the Train songs sound the same. It doesn't matter, but so just get that out of the way. But back to Brock Lesnar and Steve Austin before we go to the phone lines here. 1-800-878-7529. 1-800-878-PLAY. Another thing about where some people's heads at, where their heads are at with this is a few weeks ago, WWE ran a videotape blast about Brock Lesnar's Go to Hell tour on the WWE Network, which I think was its proper name. Too bad it wasn't like Brock Lesnar's Go to Hell tour on the WWE Network, sponsored by Jimmy John's and the Susan B. Komen Pink Ribbon Society, but... You know, a few weeks ago when they announced that Brock Lesnar would be facing off against the iconic Undertaker in a rubber match at Hell in the Cell on pay-per-view, they announced it in a video package, and then since then there's been nothing. There really has not been anything. And I know they're hampered by the fact that Brock has got limited dates on his deal, and because they want to keep the Undertaker off of anything unless they absolutely, positively need to have him there. But Paul doesn't have that issue, does he? I mean, you have 5 hours of first-run TV on major cable networks. I mean, the video package was cool, but, you know, we're going to see that repeatedly. We have seen it repeatedly, and we'll see it on the show coming up on Sunday. I mean, where's the rest of it? I mean, this was the Undertaker's streak falling at WrestleMania 30, and it was the biggest deal, and then Undertaker still has not, I don't think, ever actually explained why it took him a year to come back, and why it took him a year to come back, and his first target was Bray Wyatt. But, you know, because of the magnitude of these guys, you know, much like when it comes to stuff with Sting, people have glossed over it because of the amount of stardom they have. But when you look at the show, it's like, you know, for God's sakes, you know, they as bad as these shows have been on Monday nights, you couldn't figure out a way to shoehorn in anything. I mean, in 1980, when Ole Anderson turned on Dusty Rhodes, they added to the buzz of that whole thing by making sure that it, like, rocked the landscape of Georgia Championship Wrestling. And, you know, they talked to guys about the ramifications that it could have for them and the company. In 1985, Nikita Koloff, Sickle David Crockett all lead up to the first Great American Bash and against Ric Flair in Charlotte. And, you know, everybody in Jim Crockett Promotions was on pins and needles. What would happen if the Russians won? You know, they were already the World Tag Team Champions. There were three of them. The future Demolition Smash, Barry Darso, the golfer, the Repo Man. That time he was Crusher Khrushchev. And he and Ivan Koloff and Nikita Koloff were running roughshod. And it was great booking, and people were wondering what would happen if Nikita won the world title too. What would it all mean? And I understand that it's not the 80s or the 90s anymore, but you still had weeks since you announced the match, and you've done nothing to really promote it at all. I mean, what's been promoted more? The Unpredictable Beast appearing on the Baddest SOBs podcast, which had a heater going into it because Paul was already on the broadcast, and they already, you know, verbally sparred back and forth. So we'll have to see what happens tonight. I don't think, no matter what happens tonight, that it will calm a lot of people out there who aren't as savvy as maybe a lot of the people listening to this show who don't seek out every wrestling podcast, who don't really even know that Austin's got a podcast outside of, you know, what they see on the network. They couldn't care less about the other ones he's done. But, you know, I don't think we're going to see Austin back, but who knows? And I'm in the camp of wanting to see Brock versus Rock, so... You know, the further Austin is away, especially at this point, you know, hey. But again, who knows? I guess we'll have to see. But might as well get to the phone lines now. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Go to John in Arkansas. John, how are you today?
I'm good, Mike. You know, I'm kind of with everybody on the whole thing of there's just been no buildup and everything. I remember back in the day when we were younger. You know, I myself am 36 years old, so I remember when we used to get those big Vince McMahon build-ups, you know, in the WWE things, you know, the Survivor Series, those kind of things. Where is that kind of hustle and muscle behind the promotion? it seems to be gone. And it's not like they don't have talent that they can exploit and showcase now. Plus, you know, people talk about this John Cena thing with him stepping away for a little bit. Well, I think there's your golden opportunity to try to do something new and exciting to rekindle lapsed fans and casual fans and hook them all back in. That way, when Cena comes back around, you've got Cena and you've got this new thing. Plus, there's nothing that says you can't create something cool and new for Cena, too. I myself, if it was me, would love to do an infusion of something with New Japan. Now, I know a lot of people don't think that that would work well in the landscape of what goes on politically, but I think they need to start taking chances like this to make their shows punchy again.
I hear what you're saying, and I think, you know, I'll take the last one first. When it comes to New Japan and WWE, them working together on a regular basis isn't going to work, and them trying to work together hand in hand just isn't going to work, even though the fan bases are probably closer together than they ever have been as far as accepting which each other, you know, which each company could give the other. The reality of the situation is it's there's just too much that's different about the two. And WWE, with their interests, I mean, they don't even take care of their own guys, you know. So how are they always, you know, there's going to be sooner or later, there's going to be too much of an issue. Now, I think you can make spot appearances, you know, WWE, if they're over there on a tour, I think you can cross promote. I think letting some of the New Japan guys come over here, let them, you know, if they're working for Evolve, you know, WWE can keep eyeballs on them that way if there's some sort of partnership there. But the reality is then you're going to have to you cross into that ROH New Japan thing too. So, you know, that's probably something that's a nice pipe dream, but it's probably never going to happen. You know, as far as them putting the time and effort into promotion, yeah, that's most certainly the case. And seeing how bad Raw has been over the last couple of weeks and how wacky that it's been, you know, they said they're going to look at it with new eyeballs. Obviously, they tried last week was going to be, you know, they're going to be serious about it, and it didn't quite work out. They have the show loaded up this week. We'll see, because as the closer and closer we get to the Royal Rumble, and the closer we get to WrestleMania, the more it's going to stick out like a sore thumb that the show hasn't been very good. You know, Daniel Bryan, I mean, the build for Daniel Bryan 2 years ago was terrible. But then at least we got there and some good things happened. You know, last year, well, we were going to get, you know, the Undertaker's return and, you know, this and that. And, you know, this year we're going to have a lot of names as well. But still, it's, you know, if it's going to be bad leading into WrestleMania, WrestleMania will still be great. But, boy, they got to get this thing turned around. And I hope that they do. God, I hope they do soon. But anything else, John?
I'm with you on those sentiments. And, you know, I'm also one of these people that I think they need to think with new eyes on talent that they utilize age-wise. Because I think we're in an era now where athletes, their prime seems to be extended a little bit further than what we originally thought. So I think utilizing that mindset would be good for pro wrestling too, especially when you have a lot of good veteran guys that are out there that people know by name that you could filter in and utilize as building block individuals.
Oh, yeah, right. You use them for something. And John, actually, let me want to run here to the next call here before we go to break. I want to thank you very much for the call. I mean, you got a company, you know, Kana at 35 years old is considered old. Now, I don't think anybody can look at Kana and know that she would be 35 years old. I didn't know she was 35 years old. I don't think anybody could see that and look at her and know that. And, you know, it's ridiculous to have that work against her if that's going to work against her at all. The fact that it's been brought up obviously means something. And, you know, it's too bad, you know, especially in an era where, you know, for years in professional wrestling, guys didn't get, you know, truly into the groove and great till they were 35 years old. So I hear what you're saying that way. It's still utilized in Japan and in Mexico far more than it is here. And it's something WWE could do. But then again, they can't figure out their talent right now, let alone, you know, bringing in other guys to work with them and have it go nowhere. But Danny in Milwaukee, we'll go to you next up. How are you?
Hey, what's going on there, Mike?
What's going on, man?
What's up, brother? Hey, real quick, man, I'm at work, so I'm not able to listen, so I don't know if you guys have talked about this already, but I think I have solved the solution for the whole John Cena going away thing and what are they going to do with the title and blah, blah, blah. So as we all heard, Tyler Breeze is coming up to the main roster. Why not at Hell in the Cell, John Cena does his open challenge, Tyler Breeze comes out, beats him on his first night, and takes the U.S. title from him.
I like that. I like that, although I don't think I'd do that with Tyler Breeze. Although, the rumor has it, if you heard Observer Live last night or Observer Radio last night with Dave and Brian, that apparently a Titantron has been established. And he's got theme music, and I guess there's some ideas in play for Tyler Breeze. And so it seems that his bump up to the main roster is imminent, and it's not the worst idea in the world. And Danny, why don't you hold on through the break, and anybody else who wants to call in, 1-800-878-PLAY, I'd like to get back into this as well over the kind of impact John Cena could have being gone and what you could do with that U.S. title and who could possibly make it up onto the roster. This is Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haley Oak laminate flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So, let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives, with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate for $229, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
I don't like sit-down dinners, I don't go to sit-down strikes. I like standing room only, and I don't ride bikes.
This pretty bad song is by a guy with pretty bad hemorrhoids. He needs Preparation H relief with the power of two. First, use fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes, then longer-lasting Preparation H maximum strength cream.
Let's sit together on the porch swing.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed.
And try specially formulated medicated wipes for women.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here on Wrestling Observer Live, you know, the Sports Byline Radio Network. Mike Sempervivi here with you, solo, filling in for Brian Alvarez. See, producer Don, we need more of that type of bumper music. More bass. More bass. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529 is the number. Danny from Milwaukee is still on the line. And Danny brought up his idea about Tyler Breeze possibly debuting and defeating John Cena, which would send John Cena packing, and it establishes Tyler Breeze as soon as he jumps up on the main roster. And, you know, John in Arkansas kind of brought this up, too, about John Cena going away and the possibility of creating new stars. And I'll just say this. I don't think however long John Cena's plan to be gone, 4 to 6 weeks, whatever it is, that's not enough time, I think, to bring somebody up. As far as shaking things up and really getting WWE to change their minds, I mean, I think Cena, and I hate to say this, he's got to be hurt or he'll have to go away for an extended period of time before they panic and before they really make changes. But Danny, as far as your idea goes about Tyler Breeze, I think it's a great one. I don't know if I'd like to have that with him. I think I'd like to see vignettes and I'd like to see a lot of pomp and circumstance with him before he comes up. I would actually rather see Finn Balor, although that's definitely, I don't think, going to happen at all because of the situation down in NXT with Joe and everything. I think they have different plans for him, but I don't know if I'd like to see Tyler Breeze come up and do it, although I would much rather see him do that than come up and just, you know, just flounder or be, you know, associated with somebody weekly or something like that. But say with Tyler Breeze, he comes up, wins the title. What do you do with him right away? What do you do with him, in your opinion, or what would you like to see him do at least before John Cena were to come back looking for revenge?
Well, what I'm thinking is they're not doing vignettes, so it's a surprise when Tyler Breeze debuts. So maybe that's why there hasn't been any vignettes or anything that they, you know, granted, I know only a small number of people watch, and it's, you know, like, I think it's a surprise for the matches, but I think it's a surprise by him to win the title. And I think the natural feud after that is, why not feud with Dolph Ziggler, who Tyler Breeze is essentially Dolph's mini-me anyways. So, you know, why not jump into that feud? And then I'm going to jump off the line, but before I go, with that last name, Mike, I always wanted to know, are you Italian?
Yes. My father is half Sicilian, half Neapolitan, so yes.
Hey, we'll claim you anyways, though. I'm full-blooded Sicilian, so I just wanted to say a shout-out to you, my Italian brother, and I'm going to get back to work. But, yeah, you can marinate on that, maybe a Breeze-Dolph feud after he wins the belt, and I'll check it out in the download.
Danny, I want to thank you very much. The original Latino Heat. So all of us from the Mediterranean will claim that. Angelo King Kong Mosca style with his fiery Latin temper, but Dolph Ziggler and Tyler Breeze doesn't sound too bad, because I always like thinking about Tyler Breeze as the second coming of Dolph Ziggler a little bit, maybe one who will actually listen and not bump so much and not be so out of control and crazy. But I don't know, size-wise, though, with the gimmick that Tyler Breeze has and the fact that he is small when you compare him to the other guys on that roster, I can see with his gimmick, with being the whole pretty boy thing and everything, I can see that being a hindrance. One of the other things that I wonder about, too, and we will not know this until he debuts, and we really won't know it until he debuts and then a few weeks go by, because they tend to lose interest or they will change things in a very short period of time, is if the gimmick will work on the main roster as far as being a serious one. And this is not a crack against Tyler Breeze. He is incredibly well-trained. Obviously, our friend Lance Storm up in Calgary, and he has been in Florida for quite some time. Tyler Breeze is very, very good. But with the gimmick he has, with the thought of selling selfie sticks or any of that sort of stuff, and his size, is he better to be brought in with a lot of hoopla and vignettes and nonsense and brought in with a valet and with maybe The Miz by his side as a Hollywood type of thing or something like that, and you establish him first that way instead of this pretty boy comes in who we don't know, he saunters down the aisle and defeats John Cena? I don't know. I wonder if fans of NXT are going to be all over that, and I think a certain number of WWE fans maybe for that as well. I just don't know, to the general WWE fan, if that's the way I'd want to go with Tyler Breeze. I think, you know, Kevin Owens coming up, a Finn Balor, I think because of his entrance and how he works, a Samoa Joe, I think that would be more impactful. I really do. And it's, again, it's nothing against Breeze and nothing against the idea, too, because, again, that's how you used to do it. You know, the Hall of Fame season, I brought up the Assassin's name a lot. The Assassins, when they first teamed, Jody Hamilton, the father of Nick Patrick, who was a longtime referee, And Tom Renesto, they debuted under Mass in Georgia. Their first night in, they won the Georgia version of the World Tag Team titles. Then Eddie Graham, the legendary Eddie Graham, and Dickie Steinborn, who is a big wrestler in the Southeast, especially in Georgia, they came up from Florida with their tag belts later on that month, and the Assassins beat them, you know, the legendary Eddie Graham and Steinborn, and beat them. And that's how you establish, and that has been the same. It was the same 60 years before. It has been the same, God, what's it been now? You know, 50 years after that, 55, 60 years almost after that. It's the same thing. You know, you can establish, you beat the established guy. It's what you do with it after that, and that's where WWE's had a lot of issues. You've had a lot of champions, your Rey Mysterios, your Jack Swaggers, now your Seth Rollins, that you give them an idea, you get them, you know, okay, here it is, and then they change their minds, or they beat the hell out of them, or whatever it is, and it becomes a big mess. So, I don't know. I we'll see what you guys think, too. 1-800-878-PLAY, if you want to chime in on that, but you know, again, as far as Cena and as far as them establishing, you know, new guys going forward, as far as anything to change at the top, again, I don't hope for anything bad to happen to John Cena, but it will take John Cena being out of the mix for whatever reason for a long period of time before they are jarred enough to try to shake things up. And, you know, the ratings, unfortunately, don't seem to be doing it enough, and I'd be very worried about these ratings. And you don't have to worry about it as much tonight, because one sure thing that's probably for sure about tonight's Raw is that it will be up from the last couple of weeks. Last Monday set the 18-year low, which excluded the 2012 Christmas show, which I don't know if that's the show where Alberto Del Rio hit Santa Claus with his car before he turned babyface, which, by the way, as far as like that show in a vacuum, the whole thing with Mick Foley as Santa Claus and Del Rio hitting him and Del Rio and Cena being all hamming it up about them facing off against each other in the whatever it was, the Miracle on 34th Street fight or whatever, the, you know, whatever they did, if that was the show, gets a bad rap. I think that show gets a bad rap. I've seen far worse Raw shows than that, but in any event, 2.33 rating and 3.27 million viewers averaged last week as Raw dealt with both Monday Night Football and Major League playoffs beginning, Major League Baseball playoffs beginning. And tonight, even though they have all the names that are going to appear, I can see a lot of flicking back and forth because Toronto's back home to try to claw back into their series with Kansas City in baseball. And over on Monday Night Football, it's the Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Giants, which, you know, two major markets, two major, you know, good wrestling cities as far as TV goes. It's been a long time since I checked, but I would assume because of the size of the fan bases that that's probably still the case. But, you know, for the rest of the country, that game's got some serious dumpster fire appeal. So, you know, if there are going to be any dead spots during Raw, and even with all the big names on this 3-hour show, the way things have been, there is most certainly going to be. I can see a lot of people kind of flicking back to that. And, you know, talked about it earlier with Brock Lesnar. The Undertaker comes back tonight, and he's kind of been getting back on the horse down in Mexico and WWE's tour down there, teaming with Kane against the Wyatt family. He hasn't been doing a whole lot, but at least it's something to get back on the horse before leading into Sunday and Brock Lesnar. Another thing about tonight's show is, I guess we're going to know the status of where Lana and Rusev are as it relates to the WWE doghouse. Lana, I guess, caused a bit of a stir on Twitter on Friday when she posted, and this is a quote, power is in having your own voice, not being pushed around, fighting for what you believe in, and not being a copycat to receive affirmation. Some people have taken that to mean something, and I can see it when it not being pushed around, that part, and the fighting for what you believe in, but with what it's surrounded by, I don't know exactly, you know, what she meant, and she may have meant nothing, just except to cause a stir on Twitter. I thought the more, you know, random tweet that was up there that should have gotten people's attention was the girl that sent her a picture, a selfie of herself, and posted that she saw Lana wearing a denim jacket, so she bought a denim jacket, and then put a heart up there, hashtag trendsetter, hashtag we want Lana, hashtag role model. And this girl's selfie, and I don't mean to be mean here, but It's this girl with the very close selfie shot to the face and the forehead, and she's in one of those acid-washed jeans jackets that Lana was rocking when she was with Dolph Ziggler, and it's very single white female-ish, kind of. I would be more worried about that than anything else that was on Lana's Twitter there. But also in WWE news, to throw this out there, Patrick Clark, who appeared on this show a couple months ago after he was excused from Tough Enough, no-showed a Maryland Championship Wrestling show on Saturday night and is scheduled to report to the Performance Center if all those rumors are true. Interesting in that this is the second guy that has now gone down to the Performance Center or really has gotten word from WWE about something, at least I should say that, and has no-showed the last event they were scheduled to work. Matt Riddle, who now wrestles for Gabe Sapolsky's Evolve promotion and debuted down there for them this weekend on the same show that Sami Zayn made a personal appearance at and cut a promo after the show. Riddle no-showed his last appearance, or what was going to be a appearance at least for him, a few weeks ago for Danny Cage in the Monster Factory, where he had been training ever since he left the UFC over, let's just say, I guess, philosophical differences about his use of marijuana. But, I know this isn't 1984, and this isn't, you know, guys cutting a month's worth of promos for Vern Gagne like Jesse Ventura or Hulk Hogan or Mean Gene Okerlund and then skipping town. But kind of a surprise. It's been now two in a row, and I don't blame WWE for this, and I don't blame the guys for it either, and as far as indie promotions go, I mean, that's just the chance you take sometimes. You know, it's unfortunate, but realistically, if you're Clark or if you're Riddle, I don't think I could do it. I think if I gave my word, I'd kind of have to. But then again, you think about all the money that's in play and you think about blowing a knee out or something like that happening. I mean, you wouldn't think about it. Nobody's going to shoot on these guys or anything like that. And I have a feeling if anybody shot on either Patrick Clark or Matt Riddle, they might die, but, you know, so you don't have to worry about that. But, they did what they had to do, and it looks as though Patrick from Tough Enough, no surprise, is going to be down there. Also, over the weekend, more WWE kind of related news, Progress wrestling promoter Jim Smallman, who Progress sent me some stuff with New Japan that I cannot wait to take a look at. I really am excited to see some of that stuff. Hinted on Sunday that Tommaso Ciampa was WWE bound, and I'll read this right from the Wrestling Observer website. Smallman said that he had talked with a friend from Blackpool, who Dave reports clearly meaning William Regal, and said that Ciampa's last match would be on the company's 11/23 show against Marty Scurll, and the 30-year-old Boston native, who had last lost to Mark Haskins and was still in the ring at the time of the announcement, thanked the fans for their support and told him he'd see him on TV very soon. Ciampa and Johnny Gargano have been working on NXT TV, which tapes again this coming Thursday. Ciampa did well in the Battle Royal on this past week's NXT, outlasting most of the talent in it, contracted talent in it, which seemed to be that he was strongly on the WWE's radar. So we'll get to some other things and wrap it up here on Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Radio Network. Fog hat. I'll be damned there. Making Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force very, very happy with that one. But WrestlingObserver.com. F4WOnline.com, the only place you need to go for all of your wrestling and mixed martial arts news. Subscribers, $10.99 a month, although there's a bunch of free stuff up there. As Brian says, try it for 1 month. If you don't like it, you'll never have to sign up again. But I'm in with him. I think if you sign up, try it for a month, you'll be absolutely hooked. And a couple other notes here before I depart. A couple weeks ago, we had Shine People here on Observer Live. Those shiny, happy wrestlers from the Shine Women's Organization, and we got to talk to several of them. And during that week, they did announce a couple of their wrestlers will be wrestling for Stardom USA, the Joshi promotion that from Japan, which is overworking here with Medusa, as well as a couple of other people, cheerleader Melissa. And first time ever that a women's group has run in the United States, and they did it in conjunction with a group called EWF, Empire Wrestling Federation in California. The main event saw Io Shirai beat Mia Yim, and I guess there's a possibility we could see Io Shirai and former guest Mia Yim face off for that title, possibly over in Japan at some point. Also, Melina and Santana Garrett defeated Hudson Envy and La Rosa Negra as well, too. Also, Noah's Global Tag or Global League is going on. That Naomichi Marufuji is looking like he may win. And Big Rick, the former Ezekiel Jackson. It's time for everybody to go out there on YouTube and make your Leave the Memories Alone videos, because it looks like Big Rick, who dared to insult Daniel Bryan one time, is exiting stage left. And I don't know if he'll be missed. But you know who has been missed? Brian Alvarez. And he's going to be back tonight with Dave Meltzer after Raw for subscribers of WrestlingObserver.com. And as well as here with me tomorrow, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network.